One herald of the holiday season in the Cape Fear region is upon us, Art for the Masses. This November art show and sale features artwork from 96 artists this year, all priced under $250. The show is one day only, opening tomorrow morning at 9 and running through 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at UNCW. Stephanie Norris, Director of Campus Life, Arts, and Programs at UNCW, manages this event. She explains how it ended up on campus and why it's valuable to the university.
So Art for the Masses was a program that existed in the Wilmington community for years. And then in 2012, my predecessor, Shane Fernando, sort of thought of this idea of bringing it onto campus to get the community on campus and engage the campus community with this idea of making art accessible for all people. And so it features a variety of North Carolina artists who sell their work for under $250. The show itself is free. We ask for a voluntary donation at the door, but the show is free. And then all the work is priced under $250. So the hope is that, you know, anyone that comes can kind of engage with artists, but also hopefully leave with a beautiful piece of North Carolina artwork. And it's coordinated by an undergraduate intern. So it allows for that arts management experience to happen for a student on our campus, as well as an environment for students who want to volunteer and engage to kind of learn a lot about what it means to manage art programming.
And the artists actually receive 100% of what the cost of the work is. So there's no commission that's drawn out of the artists'
pay. Nope. That's exactly right, Gina. We don't take any of the commission. So the artists do pay a registration fee once they're selected for the show. And that really offsets our cost to host the show on campus. But beyond that, they keep 100% of their profit, which again goes back to that idea of making art more accessible and helping promote artwork in our community.
And then the money that you do raise through the $3 donations that you're accepting and artist fees, you're using that for another project.
Yeah, absolutely. So we put that money aside each year to promote public art on campus. So in the past, we've done things like create an outdoor sculpture garden outside the cultural arts building on campus that's regularly used now. This year, it'll go for a program that will happen in the spring called Big Print. Big Print is a woodcut steamrolling program that the Art and Art History Department have done for the last, I think this will be their third year, working with art students from UNCW and other campuses to create large community-based artwork.
Yeah, like huge steamrolled
woodcut. Happen outside.
Prints.
Right. And so, again, to make art more accessible, this will help offset some of the cost of that program.
All right. So back to Art for the Masses. What kind of artists do you have there? How many artists and what can we expect to see there?
So we have 96 artists this year, and they range in medium from photography, painting, sculpture, woodworking, metalwork, jewelry, you name it, we've got it, textile.
And then you're also going to have a food truck.
Yes. Yeah, so our partners, Airmark, have customized a brunch menu. So the food truck will be there from 10 to 2. If you check out our Facebook, you'll see they put the menu up. It'll be a beautiful day. The food truck will be set up between Bernie and Warwick. And so you can enjoy some food, sit outside and talk about and visit with others who are enjoying the show.
That was Stephanie Norris, Director of Campus Life, Arts and Programs at UNCW, managing Art for the Masses this year. The show is tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. and running through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The show is set up in Warwick and Bernie Center at UNCW. Find details at whqr.org.